With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 18th, 2021. I am your administrator, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello.
How are you, G-Man?
I am excellent, but not as good as our guest, Mr. 3654 out of 4. Dave, how you doing, mate?
I'm good, not you.
Not bad.
Not a bad week, was it, to be fair?
Well,
it's a great week.
We've certainly seen guests comes in with lower than 4 out of 4, you know. But we'll get into that, obviously. But yeah, it was a decent week overall, and I'm excited to go through it.
So let's do that straight away. We'll take you through all our picks from last week's show and how we got on. My banker, Scotland Premiership home win for Celtic against Motherwell. They won 1-0. Odds of 2-9. Banker in. Can't really complain about that.
Easy. Well, I say easy. It was one of the last games that kicked off for us. So it was a bit of a rubber when it came to the mega cup.
It was Sunday at the end. I think it was the final game. Actually, of the weekend chronologically. So. But nice to get a banker in. That's always important.
That is decent. And my banker was Bayern versus Mainz. Left a bit late, to be honest, Bayern. They went in at halftime 1-0 down. But Jerome Musiala and Kingsley Coman sorted me right out in the second half. And that went off at 1-5. I tipped it at 1-4. It's Bayern Munich. They tend to win games. And they went on to win tonight 5-0. And the win at the weekend when I picked them as my banker again. So, Dave, take us for your first pick of the week, then.
So I had Wrexham against Weymouth, 1-3. Wrexham won the game 1-0. Actually, I thought it was a 3 o'clock kickoff, and it got moved to 5:20 for BT Sport Live. And I haven't got confirmed reports, but I do believe it was because of the Trample Bet podcast crowd that were going to be watching it. Yeah. BT Live. But yeah, no, for a 1-0 win, it was pretty comfortable. Jordan Davis scoring a free kick, scored a free kick the week before as well, and they were 1-0. I think he's been their best player all season. So yeah, it was pretty comfortable, really.
Yeah, really nice good. One.
And it means the banker treble comes in once again. It's always good. 3 out of 3 bankers means a good week, unless you do what I did, because I loved my value pick so much and included it with absolutely every single bet I had on across the entire weekend. Union Berlin away at Greuther Fürth, 1 point all season. Greuther Fürth haven't won a game. Well, they won at the weekend. They beat Union Berlin 1-0 and absolutely wiped the majority of my sports books. Such was my confidence in this pick. Union rested players after a Thursday game, and it really bit them in the arse. You can't. I mean, Greuther Fürth are bad, but you can't be messing about like that. You just got to go and beat them. And I watched the whole game, and I wouldn't say Firth deserved a win because they didn't, but Union didn't deserve to win that game either. The goal Firth scored was the commentators thought it would have been VAR'd off. It was a cross into the box and the striker shoved the defender in front of him to the floor and then kicked the ball in the net. And they were certain it would be VAR'd off. But Gordon, you were saying you don't think it even went to VAR.
No, it was because I watched the full game as well. Like, they were like both commentators. And if you imagine they're showing the replay at the time the commentators are saying it, and they are not there because all the German football at the moment is remote. Like, there's no fans at it as well. Yeah. So by the time the replay had finished, they were like, oh, and we think this, and they were just playing on. So it was bizarre because it really should have went to VAR, but you're right, Union deserved nothing out of that game.
They were rubbish. It looked like one of these games that you could play another 100 minutes and they wouldn't get a goal.
No.
So unfortunate. And what was a very good weekend, having something that I was so confident in just destroy it all.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, my value wasn't much better. If you want a team who's also taken 1 point technically away all season, I had Peterhead, who drew one each. They were also down 1-0 as well. Now, this is where it gets irritating, though, because at one point they were the only game letting down the Mega Coupon that was rolling well. And we were talking about this before the show. Andy, you had a cash out notification of about 600 quid. Yeah.
So I put a fiver on all 12 picks as an accumulator. Year. I just do it every week. Because one day, if we hit it, it'll just be glorious. It was 31K this would have turned into. But after about, when Peterhead got their equaliser at about 80 minutes, the cash out was at £638 or something like that. So a good cash out from a fiver bet. It's just not for me. Obviously, I just, like a man, held on to that and watched it die when Hibs conceded a goal later and Peterhead never got their winner. But hey, it shows you it was a good week.
It was.
From a fiver bet, the cash out was all the way up at 600 odd.
And yeah, so Peterhead didn't do me well there. Was really disappointed in that as well, because I thought that was the best pick I'd brought to last week.
Same with my Union one. I thought that was an absolute stick on, and they were the two that let us down. But luckily, there was Dave to shore up pick section.
Getting it 1 out of 3. So, Dave, what was your value again?
So I had Mansfield to beat Salford. 11-8 when I picked it. I think that Mansfield went off about 5-4, actually.
Dropped it right in then.
Yeah, but I was worried actually when it got to Saturday, because Salford were meant to play on Thursday night and their game got cancelled, so they were fresh. Clough, the Mansfield manager, had been saying that the players were tired, it didn't sound great, but they actually went 1-0 down, managed to get 2-1 up by half time, and then they saw the game out pretty comfortably by all accounts from highlights I've seen. And Salford didn't really trouble him much. Won the game 2-1.
Yeah, fine with that. I mean, they went off. I just checked there. They went off at 5-4. I mean, tipped them at a very tasty 11-8.
11-8, yeah.
There's been shorter outsiders than that in this podcast. So
there absolutely has. Great pick, Dave.
Yeah, great really pick good. In there, Dave.
On to the outsiders, and I start with the tale of woe. Merin versus Hibs in the Scottish Premiership. Hibs lead this game 1-0 for the majority of the game. I've bet on Hibs away from home at 2-1. I thought the price was just too big. They lead the game 1-0 for the majority of it. From everything I've heard from people that were at the game and watched the game, Hibs should have won this game. They conceded an 89th minute equaliser and the game ended 1-0. So I had that robbed from me at the death, which is a familiar story.
It, as expected. He could have bet on anyone. There are, globally, I would say maybe 15,000 football teams that Bet365 would give you odds on, all the way down to perhaps the Maltese first or second division.
But you can also bet on Hibernians.
You can also bet on Hibernians in there. And they might do you a bit better than that. As soon as Andy bet on that, we fucking sacked our manager and lost, right? So Andy, we come on the podcast, right? Where this is Tuesday night. Andy goes, I fancy Hibs this weekend. They're a great price, right? So we have to play a game the next night. The next night we lose 1-0 to Livingston. We sack our manager.
This was a couple of weeks ago. This was before I made this pick. I made this pick fully in the knowledge that you're currently transitioning between managers.
Yeah.
And I still liked it. You're on paper, you're a better quality team than St Mirren. And I would back it again if this game was this week. And I'd probably win the bet. There's no way they should have been 2-1. Like, they should have won that game. 1-0 up with like nothing to go.
Alas, they did not. And I know that you're backing against us this week, which I am so pleased about, because I've simply ensured a League Cup win. So it's great. Like we will run out maybe 6-0 winners. So that's great. My outsider was, I thought a really good price until Dave fucking, got his outsider in. But, I took MacArthur FC, first game on the coupon.
Brilliant.
Running a bit of risk. MacArthur FC won this game 2-0. They were 12-5, 11-5 at kickoff. They were rubbish in the first half. Watched the whole game. Second half, it's the kind of game that most times I'd have taken the home team at a value price and was like, oh yeah, they've had all the ball, and then they lost 2-0. Fortunately, I was on the outsider this time, and they won it 2-0. So MacArthur were great in there. I thought a great time and a great pick until 3 p.m. on Saturday, I believe, Bournemouth versus Blackburn. Dave, who did you fancy?
Yeah, Blackburn. I still think 4-1 was massive for the run they've been on. So obviously, I liked them. I did give a good 14-1, but sadly that didn't arise.
Their own goal first as well. So the guy get carried over to the second goal scorer. You got a free goal in there.
Yeah, so they won the game 2-0. Again, quite comfortable apparently by all accounts. But mm-hmm. yeah, so the first goal was actually Diaz had the shot. Ben Brereton Diaz had the shot. I think it hit the bar or the keeper made the save. And then it bounced off the defender's head and went into the back of the net for an own goal. And then who got the second? Van Heck, the centre-half, got the second. But by all accounts, Blackburn first half, the defence was absolutely brilliant. They were solid. But yeah, Bournemouth sticky at the minute. Yeah,
it's good. But... Yeah, do you fancy them Bournemouth this weekend were one of the teams that I'd looked at, and I was like, without you last week doing that, I would have bet on Bournemouth there. And I'd have bet on Bournemouth again, but I am absolutely not doing it now. After last week.
I mean, to be fair, Blackburn are evens this week. They've got Birmingham at home. They should beat Birmingham at home. Evens mm-hmm. is pretty good price from this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you bring some of those spicy additional picks in here. Yeah. Is that how confident you're feeling about your 4 out of 4? Or you just start throwing extra picks in there?
Yeah.
After the show, Dave predicts the entire English Football League card by the pools. But that was brilliant, lads. Yes, really well done. Great to get outsiders in. 2 out of 3, and mine was two minutes away.
Yeah.
2 out of 3. Which, considering I back all the outsiders in a tricks every week, cost me the best part of £400, that fucking St. Mirren goal. Brilliant, eh? That was like the one bet I didn't include Union Berlin in, the outsider tricks. But still, two out of three returned me a decent wedge. So very well done, lads. Thanks for that. On to the charity pick. This is where we put £10 of our own money every week on a treble. With all the proceeds going to a charity of our choosing. My leg was Saturday at 1 p.m, so it was in the Bundesliga in Germany. Magdeburg to beat Osnabrück, because Osnabrück have flattered to deceive over the past 4 weeks. And they actually made a game in this one. They've been losing to absolute dross, but they came out here and gave Magdeburg a really hard game. However, the bet did come in. Magdeburg won this game 2-1 at odds of even money. So a really good leg for the charity.
Dave, would you like to do the second bit, right? Because if they haven't guessed, I'll let the charity down, technically.
Mine was the second game anyway. So I had Forest Green to beat Oldham away from home. They were 4-5 when I picked them. I think they went off at like 7-10, 7-11. You could have
4-5.
Yeah, they went up. Yeah, when I picked them.
Yeah, that was also the score at one point.
Yeah, so, they went behind early on, then they sort of got their act together. At one point, they were 3-1 up. At one point, they were 5-3 up. And Oldham just kept digging and digging and it ended up 5-5 in the end. Yeah. But obviously, if you backed it on Bet365, you would have obviously got the 2-goal payout. So
you did. You got the green tech nice and early. However, Gordon backed the charity bet William Hill this week. So
I did back the but thankfully, I mean, not for charity. But yeah.
And not for anyone that followed the charity bet on 365. Not thankfully for them.
Not thankfully. I mean, there might have been a tiny window where you could cash out before my goal was ruled off. Dave's pick would have been paid out at 365. So again, congratulations to Dave on 4 out of 4. We are not sponsored by Bet365, but if they're offering me a 2-goal payout, they will be my main bookie. I had Dusseldorf versus St. Pauli. This is the top of the table, St. Pauli versus kind of languishing Dusseldorf. Dusseldorf went up 1-0, St. Pauli brought it back to 1 each, and then scored a goal in the 80th minute to take it to 2-1. That goal, and 4 minutes later, was VAR'd back off. After a whole deliberations, rightly so, their own player handballed it. So I have no complaints with the ruling. Although technically not letting the charity down if you'd bet anywhere else, it's a letdown because you could have been paid out. So a good week. I would say for me, and a good week for Andy, but a supreme week for first week for Dave. I'm assuming you're going to go 12-12 for your 3 weeks here. Now that's just you need to find teams go up 2-0. That's it. Just keep doing that.
Tell you what. See that 2-goal payout thing? That's when it matters.
Yeah,
because you lose any accumulator or any bet you've got with Forest Green at any other bookie, but bet 365. That's just safe and in the bag. And with the rest of the results we had, Union Berlin, you know, let's forget about them. But the rest of the results we had, I know some guys have been texting me that they made an absolute packet this weekend. So it really is worth using 365 for football betting, because usually the odds are as good as, if not better than, William Hill and the likes anyway. The only way that you can get them better at the other bookies is when you use bet boosts, which you'll only get one or two of a day. So, yeah, it's just such a good offer. It's, you know, 4 out of 4 for Dave. A 365, 4 out of 4, but 4 out of 4, Dave. Well done.
I'll take it.
3 out of 4 is fucking better than us. So, but yeah, supreme. But let's just do it again this week.
Exactly. But before that, we're going to have a break in the middle section of the show, which if you are on Patreon and are a subscriber to the Trample Bet Club, you can listen to instead of the advert in the middle. So, jump onto patreon.com/trampledbet or download the Patreon app on your phone and search for Trampled Bet Podcast. You'll find us £5.50 a month. You get all the extra content shows. So myself and Connor, who's been a regular contributor, did a show for the PDC World Darts Championship that was released yesterday. So you'll be able to listen to that. You get this show as a video podcast on an early release. You also get the middle bit with all the picks that we think are quite good but didn't quite make the show. And you also get a cheat sheet of all the picks written down. So it's worth doing. You'll get, we're going to head to that bit right now. Everyone else, enjoy the advert. We'll see you after the break. And on to this week's picks for Saturday, December 18th, 2021. Starting, as always, with the banker picks. And I am very close to home. A stone's throw from my house, actually. I could walk there and watch this game if I could get a ticket. Hibs versus Celtic, which is the Scottish League Cup final, hence why it's been played at Hampden Park in Glasgow, Sunday at 3 p.m. So for this final, managerless Hibs take on Celtic, a team who've had a new manager since the beginning of this season. But Celtic really have it going now. I watched them against Dundee United a couple of weeks back and they were just very, very impressive. They have 13 wins, one draw and one loss across their last 15 games in all competitions. And that one loss was against Leverkusen. So not just a random SBL team. They're attacking, they're direct, they cut through defences really, really well. Hibs, on the other hand, are tragic. Their last 11 games have included 2 wins, 1 draw, and 8 defeats. And these defeats have been to poor teams in the SPL. Topped off with not being able to hold on to a 1-0 lead against St Mirren at the weekend. So a wee bit spineless, although they did win tonight at home to Dundee with possibly the greatest own goal you'll ever see. Dundee score. It's a diving header from his penalty spot and he bangs it past the goalie into the top corner. So if you can find the clip on Twitter, it's incredible. But otherwise, that game ends, you know, 0-0. They haven't scored again. Celtic beat Hibs at Hibs' ground earlier in this season by a 3-1 scoreline. And I just think they'll be too strong for them. I also think they'll be keen to win this game in 90 minutes and show what they're all about. 4-7 for a Celtic win. It's a big banker price, but I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, so I the only thing I can say about that is you're back in against Hibs, which is good because that doesn't generally mean that we're going to lose, which is nice.
I like how you think I can affect the result of Hibernian's football games.
How many times would you say you feel you've personally doomed the team?
I don't know.
Yeah, so
Celtic shouldn't be 4-7. They should be a better price than that.
It's a cup final. I can see why they're 4-7. To be honest, but at the same time, Celtic are a better team than us.
I think they'll win 3-0 or something. I think it'll be quite comfortable. But good luck in the final, Gordon.
Thanks. So I will be back in Germany for my pick. This is Bayern versus Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg are in a crap run. Topped off tonight by losing to FC Cologne, whilst Bayern won 5-0 at Stuttgart. Losing to a Cologne side that I said to, you know, very confident listener of the podcast, Joey, that they would not do. They then went on and lost this game. Bayern are just better than Wolfsburg. You know, Wolfsburg haven't won a game. They're the worst team in the Bundesliga behind Greuther Fürth in the last five games. That says something. They've picked up 1 point in the last five games. They're doing very, very poorly. There's little more I can say than that, than Bayern Munich should win this game comfortably. Get them at 2-9, 1-4, 1-5. They'll probably drop below that before the weekend, but they're a safe banker because they know how to beat teams. So Bayern to beat Wolfsburg. This is such a Saturday, a Friday night game. So it should start off the coupon well.
Tricky Friday night game.
I mean, I understand this is a Friday night game, but it's Bayern Munich. It's not Bergen-Bresse. So I feel like I'm in better hands this week. What do you have in your banker slot?
So I'm in League One, Saturday, 3 o'clock. Cambridge against Rotherham. And Rotherham, I fancy Rotherham at 4-7. Rotherham are top. Absolutely flying at the moment. They're one of those teams that they're too good for League One and they're not quite getting it right when they go to the Championship. A bit like Norwich, where they're too good for the Championship and then they just don't get it right when they go up to the Premier League. But yeah, they're absolutely flying. 21 games played, 44 points, scored 42 goals, only conceded 15. Cambridge down in 16th. They've only got 26 points, conceded 37. Rotherham are second in the away form table with 18 points from 9 games. They haven't lost since the 11th of September. Rotherham winning 15 and 5 draws. So, and Rotherham have also won their last 3 head-to-heads. Mm-hmm. So it should be pretty comfortable.
Fine by me.
A good recent head-to-head record always counts for something.
Yeah. I give you that. Bankers don't need that much explanation. You should be able to explain in a couple of lines why, you know, Bayern beat Wolfsburg or Rotherham beat any Diddies in that league. So yeah, like the pick.
On to the value picks for this week, where we try and find something usually around the even money mark that we think has a very good chance of coming in. I am in the Scottish Championship, good traditional UK kickoff time of Saturday at 3 p.m. for Inverness versus Hamilton. So top of the table, Inverness, who cemented their first place with a 6-1 win away at Morton at the weekend, which was one of the picks from last week's middle slot. They've now taken 10 points from the last 5 matches. They're also top of the league's home game table, 18 points from 8 home games. Hamilton are 6th. It's a 10-team league, so that's not that impressive. And have exactly half as many points as Inverness do. So they've got 17 compared to Inverness's 34. Their away form isn't great. 7 points picked up on the road from 8 matches. Inverness is a notoriously hard place to go, even for Premiership teams when they were in the Premier League. So for the Championship, it's not a good place to try and go and win matches or even play matches. Hamilton win a lot of home games because of their crappy plastic pitch. They're obviously going to play in a proper football pitch away up at Inverness against the team that are better than them. 3-4 for a home win for Inverness here, I think, is really good value.
Yeah, Hamilton are rank rotten.
Yeah.
There's no more.
There's also that.
Yeah. That helps. But yeah, I think Inverness have enough to go past them there. It was actually a pick I'd looked at in the value slot.
Oh, cool.
Just going through. But yeah, I thought I'd stay out of the Scottish lower leagues after Peterhead last week. Moving into a different set of lower leagues, this is the Sierra B. This is a good traditional Saturday Italian kickoff of 1 p.m. This is Pisa away at Cosenza. Now, Pisa are great because they win a lot of their games just 1-0. Cosenza are not very good. Pisa are second to the form table, 13 points from the last 5 games. Obviously, they have 4 wins and 1 draw in there. Scoring 5, conceding 1. They just don't really like conceding many goals. Cosenza are on the opposite end of that. They've taken 2 points from their last 5 games, scoring 3 and conceding 9. they're just not very good in comparison to Pisa. Pisa are up challenging for the you know, being promoted up to Sierra A this season. They're 2 points ahead of Brescia. Cosenza are in 17th place in the relegation playoff spots by virtue of the fact that the three teams below them are all get 10 points less. So there's basically three teams duking it out to go full Norwich slash Derby at the bottom of that league. So Cosenza, they're not great, but they're better than the dross of that league. They shouldn't, you know, Pisa shouldn't have that much of a problem dealing with them. They'll probably win at 1-0. If you look at the correct score price, is 4-1 for them to win this 1-0. So that's a very short correct score price. Pisa are even money to win this game. I think it's much better value taking them just in the off chance that they spawn a second goal and don't just win this 1-0. But yeah, even money, you'll get Pisa away. I like them in there. Dave, what you got for our values?
I'm in League One again at 3 o'clock, and it's Bolton against Wickham, and I like Wickham at 9-5. I'd be surprised if they go off at 9-5. I would have thought they'd be going off more evens by the time the gang gets around on Saturday. But yeah, Wickham in fourth with 42 points, Bolton in 15th, 26 points. Wickham fourth in the away form table. Overall form, Wickham 4th, Bolton 17th. Wickham have actually won the last three meetings against Bolton all to nil. Now, I did back Wickham on Saturday in the bet, and they ended up drawing 2-2 with Wimbledon. They were winning 2-1. They actually scored, I think, in like the 80, I think it was about the 87th minute, and then Wimbledon got an equaliser in about the 95th. But I wouldn't let that worry. Bolton aren't a good side, really. Wickham for me, yeah.
I love you coming out the value slot with a 95 shot. That's just great. Like, that's the kind of things that John Walker would balk at right there. He'd be convincing you to go for someone who's like, oh yeah, I want a 2 shot. He has a value number in there. No, I like that. And, you know, as soon as you start saying 4th versus 17th, I'm very happy to take anyone at 9-5 then.
This is the man that comfortably got a 4-1 in last week. I think he's earned our trust.
Yeah, he can do this. He can do what he wants.
And talking of big 4-1 shots, let's move on to the outsiders for this week. My outsider is Saturday, 12:30 in the German Bundesliga Zwei, so the second tier of German football, for Paderborn versus Heidenheim. These teams both have 27 points from 17 Bundesliga 2 matches so far this season, though Paderborn are ahead in the league table thanks to a superior goal difference. Form-wise, is Heidenheim who've taken more points recently, 9 points in the last 5 games compared to Paderborn's 6. For a team with 27 points, surprisingly for Paderborn, only 9 of them have come at home. So they're not exactly great when playing home matches. In saying that, however, only 9 of Heidenheim's 27 points have come away from home. So Paderborn's last 5 matches have been 2 losses and 3 draws. And the last 3 times the sides have met have all been draws. 0-0, 2-2, and then 0-0 again. So I hate the Paderborn price of 6-5. I just think it's wrong. The Heidenheim price of 21-10 is a lot more appealing, but the draw price is even bigger at 13-5. So for my outsider, I will take a draw in this match.
No early payout, unfortunately, on a draw. That's
no early payout in a draw, but I'm taking the draw.
I mean, that's good because I'm also taking draws, or specifically a draw in Cagliari versus Udinese. So this is the Italian Serie A. Cagliari, I mean, this comes with some brilliant stats in the Cagliari have drawn 4 of their last 5 games, apart from getting spanked by Inter 4-0. They drew with Torino, Verona, Salernitana and Sassuolo, teams that are all around Udinese's level. Udinese have another brilliant stat in there that they've drawn 8 of their last 13 games, home and away. There's no rhyme or reason to what teams they draw with. You know, they happily draw with AC Milan, they draw with Genoa, they draw with Lazio, they draw with Coper in a preseason friendly, but mid-season kind of weird cup game. They drew with Verona, they drew with Atalanta, Bologna, Sampdoria. They just draw with lots and lots of teams. Now, you're going to get the draw price here at 23-10. Even the games that Udinese don't draw, they're very close to. You know, they win a lot of games by one goal. Like apart from dismantling Crotone, which I'm pretty confident Nicky Clark and Dundee United could do it this time of the season. You know, they are they're drawing.
I'm not.
I am. I've watched Crotone. So yeah, you know, Cagliari Udinese is looking like a draw to me. You're going to get the rather spicy odds of 23 to 10 or 9 to 4. So shop around. You know, there's a bit of value to be had. And that's my outsider pick. Dave, what are you going 2 of 2 in your outsiders with?
Not going for a draw treble. League One again, 3 o'clock. Plymouth versus Charlton. And I like Charlton there. 2 to 1 off cinema. Now, do you remember when Connor backed Plymouth and they were top of the league to beat Charlton?
Oh, yes, I remember it well.
Yeah, well, Plymouth are now sixth.
Didn't work out well.
Yeah, Plymouth are now sixth in the league. And I don't actually think that, I think they've won one game since Connor backed them. So Connor has absolutely ruined Plymouth's season.
He has. He has. That boy's done it himself.
Yeah. But Charlton, since Johnny Jackson took over, as he's still down as caretaker manager. I'm not sure when they're actually going to give him the job. But since he's been manager, they've lost 2 in 13 games, winning 9, drawing 2.
Impressive record for
They've only lost 1 in the last 7, whereas obviously Plymouth only won 1.
I look forward to Plymouth coming back and re-kicking back their season this week, winning 12 games.
Yeah, Plymouth are actually 23rd in the form table. We've got one point from the last 5. Charlton are 8th, 10 points from 5. But and like I said, it was only a few weeks ago, because it's a quick turnaround in games in league, that Charlton beat them at home.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm up for it. I mean, you know, having seen Plymouth a couple of weeks ago, just be shite. I'm happy to take part, Charlton, in this spot.
I mean, to be honest, Plymouth were massively overachieving anyway. I think a lot of like stuff I looked at the start of the season, a lot of like tips has had Plymouth to actually get relegated, and their manager's just gone to Preston as well. Mm. So they're I think they're. The guy who worked with Lowe, the manager, Schumacher's going to take the job, I think, by the looks of it. But I think Charlton at 2 to 1 looked decent with the form they're on.
Yep. Happy with that. Hey, you can pick a 4 to 1 outside. You can pick whatever you want in this section week.
Yeah, a 2 to 1 should be an absolute breeze. They are the main picks from this week's podcast. And just to remind everyone, if you go to patreon.com/tramplebet or download the Patreon app, you can get all the picks written down in a handy cheat sheet format if you're a member of the Trample Bet Club, which is £5.50 a month. On to the charity picks, gents. So let's try and get this treble in for charity. Let's also back it at Bet365 this time. So for my charity pick, I am in Scotland, again in the Championship. Saturday at 3 p.m. Arbroath versus Morton, and the home win here for Arbroath is 4 to 6. Obviously, I'm taking this from the fact that Morton got thrashed 6-1 at home by Inverness last week. That leaves them bottom of the table with 13 points from 17 matches. Arbroath, they're third in the league. They're only 3 points off Inverness in top spot with 31 points from 17 games. Form-wise as well, favours Arbroath. 9 points from the last 5, while Morton have managed 4. You have to go back 10 Arbroath home games for the last time they lost at Gayfield. A 1-0 loss to current league leaders Inverness. So no shame in that either. The teams also have almost the exact opposite goal difference. Arbroath 28 scored, 13 conceded. Morton 15 scored and 28 conceded. I just think this is a really good spot for Arbroath, and you'll get them at 4-6.
I mean, I only know one Morton fan, long-suffering Morton fan, who I follow on Twitter. He could not be less enthused about how Morton are doing this season. In fact, pre the Inverness game, obviously they had a decent result against Inverness in the cup midweek. They thought they were going to carry it. Like, I've never been so excited for a game. You know, after this, they absolutely horsed. Like, he's like, I'm never building the hopes up for anything ever again. So Yeah, I think our both should have plenty to do Morton. I take you to a slightly more glamorous tie than our both Morton.
what's not glamorous about being in the freezing cold east coast of Scotland in December?
I would say Atalanta versus AS Roma maybe has a little more panache. I'm going to take Atalanta at home here. For me, these teams are a class apart. Atalanta have... From the last five games, they've taken 15 points. Roma have taken 9, but there's a bit of discrepancy in there. Roma scored 5 and conceded 4. Atalanta scored 15 and conceded 5. Atalanta are a much better team in my eyes here. You know, their recent form includes beating Napoli 3-2 away, beating Juventus away. You know, they've got form in beating big teams. Look at Roma's away form. They lost to Bologna. They lost to Venezia. They narrowly beat Caligari, who fucking love drawing with everyone. Or Cagliari, sorry, who love drawing with everyone. You know, Atalanta's home form against Roma, the last two times they've played have been 4-1 and 2-1. Mourinho has lost this dress. He's done his thing. He goes to these places, isn't he? He's like, it's all blood and guts to start with. He gets them playing well, gets them fighting for every point. It's basically like, yeah, I hate to put him in the same sentence as Neil Lennon, but he does essentially the same job each place as he goes. You know, he's up for the big games, you know, and then he loses the dressing room, and he's done that with Roma. You know, they lost 6-1 to Bodo in the last couple of months as well, who, you know, are not exactly Atalanta's quality in here.
But that's two teams though.
Yeah, I seen it actually. Do you know what? I seen someone
tweeting. Bodo stroke glimped.
I did see someone tweeting about that when Celtic drew them. It was like, I'll be excited to find out who we get between Bodo and Glimt in the next round.
I hope they were joking. It might not have been.
But yeah, you know, their away results haven't flattered much. And I think Atalanta have too much of them. And I get an Atalanta at 5-7 or nearly 7-10 for the Bet365 charity treble, you know, isn't too bad a price in there. So happy to take them there. And I will round off with Mr. 4/4 / charity / Bet365 charity. Dave, what you got to finish us off?
Surprisingly, I'm not in England.
Fucking
back in your lane. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm in the Eredivisie in Holland, and I've got FC Zwolle against 20, and it's got to be 20 all day at 21-20.
Yeah, nice.
I love everything about that.
Yeah. But no, 20 are in fifth. Zwolle at bottom, they've only got 6 points, 28 points. They're just class above. They did all right, didn't they, Zwolle, last season? I think they finished about mid-table, but they just seem to be struggling quite a bit this season, and 20 should have far too much quality for them, I think. So
I think I single-handedly got Zwolle their first win of the season last year about November. When I backed them, I talked them up a big game to beat for Utrecht to beat them, and they got like their first win of the season.
They're Greuther first,
mate. But yeah, I seen Zwolle won in the cup tonight, 4-0 against Maastricht. But yeah, you know, winning the cup against a team playing a half team is one thing. You know, playing against FC Twente, who are trying to get into about the... I mean, the teams that surround them are PSV, Ajax, Feyenoord and Vitesse. You know, they're all teams that are playing European football this season. So, yeah, I think that's a very good, comfortable. And, you know, any pick you bring with a pun, mate, you know, you can pick it. I'm there for it.
I like the pick. I like the pun, and I also like the pick. So that's the charity treble. £10 of our own money on that. Should there be any winnings, plus the stake, obviously, we'll go to a charity of our choosing next week, should it come in, which it will come in. Let's have a bit of faith. Let's back that on 365 and get them all paid out in the first half.
And I mean, it is worth noting that we are not sponsored by Bet365. They just have the best offer.
For football betting. Mm-hmm. It is the best.
I wish we would gradually do a kind of Wayne's World transition where, like, you know, Andy would leave the shot and come back in with like a 365 scarf on, and maybe
drinking next a 365
yeah. Just a hat on, or like during that, and then maybe at the bottom like a little ticker appears at the bottom with just live odds for what Andy's going to say next or something, like, you know.
No, no. We say it like it is on this show, and certainly for football betting, that's what I'd advise you do the majority of it. That's the show for this week. Obviously, we have the Patreon that we've mentioned a couple of times. We also have a Facebook group. Feel free to join that. There's a huge community there of a couple of hundred, all talking about sports betting, giving me shit for Greuther Fürth finally winning a game. Fair enough. It's, hey, it's all fair game. Come and get involved in that on the Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook and join the party. It's all good fun. Dave, thanks very much for your 4 out of 4 last week, and thank you again for your picks this week. We shall see you next week, sir.
Sound good. Hopefully another 4 out of 4.
Look forward to
it. That would be ideal. That's this week's podcast. Have a good time, guys. Best of luck. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.